This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is threatening a countrywide civil revolt in Iraq if attacks by U.S. and Iraqi security forces continue against his followers. Al-Sadr has called on Iraqis to stage sit-ins all over the country as a first step. There's heavy fighting in Iraq's southern city of Basra, where Iraqi troops have been sent to cleanse the city of Shiite militias. The government forces seem to be targeting Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi army. Here's NPR's Anne Garrels.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has flown to Basra with his national security ministers. He said the federal government has decided to reimpose security, stability, and law there. Army troops from Baghdad have been sent down. They have imposed a nighttime curfew, and schools and universities have been closed until further notice. Rival factions of Iraq's Shiite majority and criminal gangs have long competed for control of Basra, home to the country's oil wealth as well as its key port. It's not exactly clear why Iraqi authorities chose this moment to crack down, but there have been increasing clashes between Shiite fighters led by anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and Iraqi troops in the south. The ceasefire declared by Sadr in the fall seems to be unraveling.
NPR's Anne Garrels reporting. Meanwhile, the FBI says it's recovered the remains of two kidnapped U.S. contractors in Iraq. The men were among five contractors who were abducted in separate incidents more than a year ago. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
Ronald Withrow, a computer specialist from Roaring Springs, Texas, was abducted in January 2007 near the southern Iraqi city of Basra. John Roy Young from Kansas City, Missouri, was among a group of five security contractors whose convoy was ambushed near the Kuwaiti border in November 2006. For months, there has been a full-scale investigation into the men's whereabouts. At one point, a video showing most of the captives was released. Then, just over a week ago, the severed fingers of five of the six captives were sent to the U.S. military in Iraq, which gave hope to their families that the men were still alive. But in a statement, the FBI confirmed that at least two of the American contractors are dead. The statement offered no details about the other captives.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf today sworn the country's new prime minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani, a loyalist to slain opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. Pakistan's parliament overwhelmingly elected Gilani as its leader Monday, 5 weeks after Musharraf's opponents swept parliamentary elections. Gilani has pledged to curb Musharraf's powers, and as if to punctuate that promise, later in the day, Gilani secured the release of deposed Supreme Court Chief Justice Iftikhar Mohammad Chaudhry, who was put on house arrest 5 months ago when Musharraf suspended Pakistan's constitution. Other detained judges are expected to be released as well. And it's been almost a year since Sung Wei Cho, a student with a history of mental illness, shot and killed 32 victims at Virginia Tech before killing himself. Now the state of Virginia is proposing a settlement deal to families of victims of the massacre to stave off lawsuits. That's according to a report in the Associated Press. Under the deal, families of those killed would receive $100,000 each, including medical and counseling expenses. And after a record-long 12-day mission on the International Space Station, the crew of the space shuttle Endeavour is headed home. The 10 astronauts aboard performed a record-tying 5 spacewalks, and they put together a space station robot. Endeavour undocked from the space station yesterday and is expected to land back on Earth Wednesday evening. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.